دلائل النبوة بسند حسن عن عقيل ابن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال. So the hadith in a collection of Imam Abu Ya'la in his Musnad and Imam Bayhaqi in what is called Dala'il Nubuwa, and has a reasonable chain of narration related to us by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's cousin Aqil. There's not a lot of hadith, this is one of them. And the theme is the importance of da'wah, or the significance of performing da'wah and outreach, which is the theme of this month, August. We're hoping that inshallah, or at least I am, that people take upon themselves the obligation performing da'wah and bringing people to the masajid and introducing to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allowing us to welcome them and to get to know them and to allow people to feel more comfortable in these houses, and that they feel that this is the center of their community, this is where they should be, and this is where they should feel welcome and at home inshallah ta'ala moving forward, because that's how we revive our community, really, is just making sure that masajid are the go-to spot for all of our Muslim brothers and sisters, whether they are close to Allah or whether they are struggling. And this hadith here is within that theme, and it's a very interesting hadith. You've heard the story, I think, maybe through seerah at different points in your life, but here's a nice kind of breakdown of it. قال عقيل جاءت قريش إلى أبي طالب فقالوا إن ابن أخيك يؤذينا في نادينا وفي مسجدنا فانهه عن ذلك. So people of Quraysh, like the leaders of Quraysh, came to his father Abu Talib, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's uncle, and said, indeed your nephew, Ibn Akhik, is harming us in our nadi when we are gathering, in our masjid, meaning in front of the Kaaba where we go for prayer, meaning he's always coming up with ideas, he's pushing back. فَنْهَهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Can you please ask him to stop doing that? قَالَ فَقَالَ أَبُو طَالِبُ إِيْتِنِي بِمُحَمَّدٍ. Bring me Muhammad. فَقَالَ فَذَهَبْتُ فَأَتَيْتُ بِهِ. So I went and I brought him عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. فَقَالَ أَبُو طَالِبُ يَا ابْنَ أَخِي إِنَّ بَنِي عَمِّكَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّكَ تُؤْذِيهِمْ فِي نَادِيهِمْ وَفِي مسجد فِي مَسْجِدِهِمْ فَانْتَهِ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Oh my nephew, indeed your cousins, and he's referring to them people of Quraysh, because Quraysh is one big family, indeed they are claiming that you are harming them within their gatherings and in their masjid, so please stop doing that. يقول فحلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بصره إلى السماء. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام looked up to the sky for a moment. And this was after years and years and years of his struggle with them, alayhi salatu wasalam. And a couple of, this was at the end of the negotiation period, just before they decided to start and plan for his assassination, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he looked at the sky, فقال أترون الشمس, you see the sun, فقالوا نعم, فقال ما أنا بأقدر على أن أدع ذلك لكم على أن تستشعلوا لي منها بشعلة. But he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that I am not capable of stopping what it is that I am teaching and what I am trying to push people toward understanding and following, more than you are capable of going to the sun and bringing a flame from it. Meaning that there's no way that I'll ever stop doing what I'm doing. يقول أبو طالب فقال أبو طالب والله ما كذبنا ابن أخي قط فارجعوا. He said, والله my nephew has never in his life ever lied to me. فَرْجِعُوا. So go back from to where you came from. He's speaking to the people of Quraysh. فَانْتَهَتْ قُرَيْشٌ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. And Quraysh never spoke to Abu Talib about this again. They did obviously do much worse things, but this was the last time they spoke to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, to Abu Talib, about him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The point that I brought up is hadith. The way he put this is almost to say, the way he said it was that you see the da'wah that I do, it's a force of nature. It's a force of nature. I will never stop. I don't have the ability to stop more than you have the ability to go and grab a flame from the sun. I can't. It's not possible. I will always do this until I'm not around to do it anymore. Until I'm dead and then I can't do it, alayhi salatu wasalam. Until I'm not here, then I won't do it anymore. Yani with my physicality, he still does it, alayhi salatu wasalam, through his teachings, but he won't do it physically, because it's a force of nature, because it's a part of who he is. It defines his character. It defines his job and his mission, alayhi salatu wasalam, as it must define ours, as it should be defining ours, because he left us, alayhi salatu wasalam, with this responsibility after he left. He left it with us, he left it with you, to continue this legacy, to continue to teach and to spread. He can't stop more than they can go and pull a flame from the sun. Meaning he will always do this, whether they feel that they like it, they don't like it, they want it, they don't want it. Abu Talib is happy with it, Abu Talib is not happy with it. It makes no difference to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He hopes that they listen. He wishes, Abu Talib continues to defend him, he wants them all to accept Islam and be close, but whether they do or they don't, satisfied, unsatisfied, he will continue to do this, alayhi salatu wasalam, till his last moment. Because that's what da'wah is to him. And that's what da'wah has to be for us as well. This is who we are. We are those who have found guidance and want to make sure that we take it to everyone. They accept it, they don't accept it, they join us or they don't join us. That doesn't change anything. They persecute us for it or they welcome us for it. It doesn't change. We keep on doing it because that's who we are. And we can't stop it more than anyone can go and pull a flame from the sun. And that's how we have to understand. I love the way he says it, alayhi salatu wasalam, because it's just very, this is who you are. This is who you follow, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. Yarwi al-imamu Abu Ya'la fi musnadihi wal-imamu al-bayhaqiyu fi al-dala'il bi sanadin hasanin an aqilin ibn Abi Talib qal جاءت قريش إلى أبي طالب فقالت إن ابن أخيك يؤذينا في نادينا وفي مسجدنا فانهوا عن ذلك فقال أبو طالب إيتني بمحمد فذهبت فأتيته به فقال يا ابن أخي إن بني عمك يزعمون أنك تؤذيهم في ناديهم وفي مسجدهم فانتهي عن ذلك قال فحلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بصره إلى السماء ثم قال أترون هذه الشمس فقالوا نعم قال ما أنا بأقدر على أن أدع ذلك لكم على أن تستشعلوا لي منها بشعلة فقال أبو طالب ما كذبنا ابن أخي قط فارجعوا صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته